Thank you. I want to thank the Grad Chapel for the opportunity to come and speak today. And let me begin by reading a passage of scripture from the Message Bible that has been a comfort to me many times. And it's 2 Corinthians 12, 6 through 10, and I'm reading it from the Message Bible. Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. Three times I did that, and then he told me, "My grace is a knife. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over, and so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Join me on a journey as I share of God's grace and goodness in my life. Your disability benefits have been terminated. My heart hit despair as I read those words in March of 2003. Now what? This isn't fair. Benefits guaranteed to me until I was 65 ended at the age of 41, 24 years early. Why? These questions erupted from deep within. Could God still care for me? Poor in spirit, health, and income. Let me take you back to July of 1992. I slithered to the phone to call my boss and said I wouldn't be in for work that day. What I didn't know then was I was never to return to work there. I had been in training for a 10-day, 1,000-mile bicycle trip. I was 4 days from going on the trip when I awoke to get ready for work and went into the bathroom and flushed my last ounce of energy down the toilet. For years, I desired an intimate relationship with God. My spiritual portfolio was full of memorized scripture, tithing, serving, devotion. Yet, I couldn't find the risen Lord. I was to learn that my professional position, my 401k, my extracurricular activities were all hindering true transformation. I was also going to learn that God doesn't need what I have to care for me. Over the next 10 months, my condition continued to worsen. After seeing 19 specialists, undergoing numerous tests, hearing countless medical speculations, the derogatory diagnosis of chronic fatigue immune dysfunction syndrome was given to me, also known as chronic fatigue syndrome or CFIDS. I felt the doctor had read me my life sentence and then thrown away the key. CFIDS is an invisible, mysterious illness which affects over 1 million people and was once referred to as yuppie flu. It's like a terrorist attack on all the body systems, causing immeasurable destruction. The invader's path and identity are unknown, and there is no proven treatment. At a U.S. congressional briefing in 1995, Dr. Mark Lovelace, an infectious disease specialist at Oregon State University, stated, "Every day, a CFIDS patient feels significantly the same as an AIDS patient feels 2 months before death." CFIDS is a mysterious illness. It often comes on with a sudden flu-like onset. The symptoms, the myriad of symptoms, which are many, must last for more than 6 months. They can include sore throat, flu-like fatigue, headache, fever, low-grade fever, joint pain, and these things make living a normal life impossible.